Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Friday, the 27th of October 2017. The current price of Bitcoin is $5,780, which is down 3% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $295, that's down 1%. Ripple is currently at 20 cents, which is down 2%. Litecoin is at $55, which is down 2%. And Dash, which is at $281, also down 2%. Big thanks to everyone who followed us on Twitter after yesterday's podcast. The momentum is building day by day, listen by listen. So please reach out to your community, to your crypto community, and spread the good word about the SVK Crypto Podcast, 15 minutes of crypto fame. Without a shadow of a doubt, let's go on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
We've seen a lot of news, a lot of stories come out with a lot of governments who are looking to adopt Ethereum blockchain developers into the financial landscape. So Russia is a big example of that. They're employing huge amounts of Ethereum blockchain developers to produce their own cryptocurrency. But they're also doing it to have a better understanding of how to tax it, how to take control of this new space. So they're really at the front and center of this digital revolution. But we're seeing more and more countries do this. So the next story is going to go into a bit of depth about this. So Dubai hosts government-backed graduation of Ethereum blockchain developers. So Dubai hosts its first government-backed blockchain developer training program in late October 2017. In partnership with Brooklyn-based blockchain company and awarded certificates to the first batch of graduates in its inaugural program. The course, operated by the Consensus Academy, which is among the earliest programs around the world to offer a blockchain curriculum. Due to the increasing demand for blockchain developers worldwide, according to blockchain startup founder Joseph Lobban, it is both very rewarding and exciting to witness the awarding of the Ethereum blockchain-based graduation certificates to the first batch of graduates. It is very rewarding to see the first cohort of blockchain software engineers graduate, and especially exciting to witness them awarding their Ethereum blockchain-based graduation certificates. These ETH certs will be housed in each graduate's personal UPort IDs. So far, the inaugural 8-week online course has attracted roughly 1,300 applicants from 96 countries. All of them were accepted. The course ended with a 3-day in-person coding event in which the students work on real-world Ethereum blockchain projects. Alongside the developers, the inaugural graduation ceremony saw 58 blockchain developers from different countries graduate from the course. The graduates' graduation certificates were issued as ETH certs on the public Ethereum blockchain through the digital identity application app UPort. The ceremony was supported by Dubai's Smart City Government Program, Smart Dubai. Consensus serves as Dubai's official blockchain advisor. In his speech at the graduation ceremony, Smart Dubai Director General Dr. Aisha Bint Bhuti Ban Bishar said the Consensus Academy's program to resolve the global shortage of blockchain developers reflects their own objective at Smart Dubai. Great story. Another country being able to at least try and understand it's there. Instead of them figuring it out, they're just trying to hire lots of people to bring in to house so they can tell them what's going on. A great story. I think other countries should be doing this more. Let's move on to the next story. Market update. Bitcoin price set sail for uncharted seas. 3 days ago, during our last market update, Bitcoin's price experienced a short-term correction all the way down to the 5,300 territory. On October 25th, following the dip, the price rebounded the same day back to the $5,700 region, and since then continued selling towards a $6,000 mark. Bitcoin market is dominated by 57% commanding a $98 billion market cap. Wow. Bitcoin's market cap are doing better on October 26th, and price reached a high of $5,988. During the early hours, currently, Bitcoin's market value is hovering between the $5,850 and $5,900 range. After meeting some resistance above $5,950 at the moment, Bitcoin trade volume is strong with $1.9 billion worth of Bitcoin traded over the past 24 hours. The vast majority of Bitcoin trade volume still stems from Japan, as the yen encompasses roughly 66% of Bitcoin's global volume. The USD is capturing 21% of the global trade volume at the time of writing, with the rest of the state-issued currencies sharing the leftovers. The top five exchanges pushing massive Bitcoin volumes right now are Bitfinex, Bithumb, Bitflyer, GDAX, and HitBTC. Alongside this, most altcoins markets are in the green, but Bitcoin dominance is capturing a 57% share out of all the cryptocurrency market caps. Technical indicators. Earlier this week, Bitcoin took a short-term hit and corrected after reaching an all-time high of $6,180 per Bitcoin. At the time, 100 simple moving average, SMA, was still above the long-term 200 trend line. However, right now, even in the midst of a price spike, the 100 SMA is well below the 200 SMA, which means there will likely be resistance on the upside path. But the relative strength index, the RSI, are still showing oversold conditions. But the RSI seems to be headed northbound. Order books across a few popular exchanges show a nice floor in the $5,700 range, where buyers are patiently waiting. There are two nice sized sell walls at the $6,000 mark and the $6,200 region. There will be resistance in these areas if the price continues upwards. It is likely we will see some consolidation over the next 6 to 12 hours between the $5,800 mark and $6,000 range. And we would see a spike above these levels if a sell-off ensues. The drops could see targets about $5,600 to $5,700 temporarily. Community sentiment and overall digital asset markets. Overall sentiment in the world of traders and markets seems optimistic, but there are still a few fervent debate among the Bitcoin community about the pending November fork. The Bitcoin Gold fork supposedly happened on October 25th, with the team's website suffering from a DDoS attack. The project is still not live. People cannot mine it, except from the developers, and there isn't much infrastructure supporting this fork. It's safe to assume there won't be any more buy pressure from this particular fork, but people could still be on getting in on Bitcoin for the upcoming SegWit 2x event, which is a really good point, because before this was announced, I remember over the weekend that's when it hit the $6,000 mark, because on the Friday there was a lot of talk about this, a lot of people buying into Bitcoin, that is, on the hope that they would A, receive some free money, right, from the form of a new currency from a fork. Because if you remember previously, we had the Bitcoin Cash come out. That was priced around $492,500, around that mark, and people received that. So every Bitcoin you had, you would receive a Bitcoin Cash. So let's say if you held 10 Bitcoins, you're going to receive 10 Bitcoin Cash. So that's gonna put you in at a value of around $5,000 for doing nothing, for just holding Bitcoin. So people obviously want to get involved in this, hence why they're buying into Bitcoin from this. This is kind of what the article is pointing out. And, you know, it's a shame about the resistance levels there, but I'm sure we're going to bust through them like we always do. Anyway, let's go on to the next story. Now, with the crypto space, it's all online, and we're seeing that play out, and it's fantastic. What about the alcohol industry, and is there any overlap there? Well, there's a story that that goes into that, so let's get into the story. So, Russian entrepreneur files for trademarks on vodka brands, Bitcoin and Ethereum. Russian native and entrepreneur Dmitry Trusketsky has plans on creating a product line of vodka named after some popular cryptocurrencies. Trusketsky has filed for trademark patents in order to develop three distinct vodka brands called Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Ethereum Classic. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Ethereum Classic Vodka, you have to forgive my pronunciation here, the Ekaterinburg-based Dmitry Trusketsky has big plans to create a high-quality vodka line named after a few well-known cryptocurrencies. Dmitry has filed with the Russian trademark office for three names to be applied to his alcoholic beverage products. Even though Trusketsky understands that his government has not yet been favorable towards cryptocurrencies just yet. He believes the public perception is different. Trusitsky explains to the Russian news site Life.ru that these names will likely bring his vodka line attention. I wanted to use names of cryptocurrencies when issuing my goods in the 33rd class of the International Classifications of Goods and Services, alcoholic beverages except beer. And these three names are the most top-notch, Trusitsky applies for publication. I cannot say yet how it will look, when it will be released, but I'm sure that vodka can be useful. Trusitsky envisions pleasant associations with cryptocurrency names. I mean, I think that's a great story. you've got a hustler. I think is the right way to call him, a hustler in Russia, and he's trying to make a vodka brand, and he's latching on to the hot names of 2017, which is Bitcoin and Ethereum. Great story. Keep the good work up, Dimitri, and I look forward to trying some of the vodka. So send some our way when it's all ready to rock and roll. Let's move on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
All right. Let's get into this. Andreas, that's the first Twitter tweet of the day, and you can go follow him at @AANTONOP. Andreas, I can't pronounce his surname yet, but I'm working on it. Many still think decentralized innovation won't work. Permissionless systems like Bitcoin are proving them wrong. Boom, we love that. Proving them wrong. And there's a great video you can go and check out if you go into his Twitter page, and it's called the Hackers Congress, and he does a speech there about, I think it's the third annual Hackers Congress. He does a speech about digital freedom and where we are with that as well, which is a great, great watch. So go check it out. It's fantastic to listen to and watch. Okay, second Twitter tweet of the day is from Blockchain Life. You can go follow them at Blockchain Life. There are two rules for success. One, never reveal everything you know. And under it is a meme, and the meme is a man reading a piece of paper, and on the piece of paper it says, Bitcoin is not a bubble, it is a measure of the collapse of the fiat currency. Wow. I mean, it's quite bullish, but I really like that. I'm all for it. Let's take it down. All right, let's move on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
All right, let's roll. So we're looking at UTrust. UTrust is a payment platform that allows online merchants to accept all the major cryptocurrencies as a form of payment. Compared to the traditional payment methods, credit card, PayPal, UTrust provides several advantages. Lower seller fees, safety of funds, no chargebacks, and comprehensive customer payment protection. Boom! That's what we like to hear. And this is an ICO coming out. The project name, as you can imagine, is UTrust. Token symbol, UTrust. You can go check them out on their website, www.utrust.io. White paper, you can get that from the website. The hard cap on this deal is $49 million. We love that. Public crowd sale ICO contributors own 70% of total token supply if hard cap is reached. Wow, that's quite a lot. Conversion rate, 1 UTrust equals 6.5 cents. So I repeat that, 6.5 cents. Maximum market cap at ICO on a fully diluted basis, $70 million. Boom. Bonus structure, no bonus for crowd sale. Pre-sale whitelist, pre-sale is over, guys. I do apologize to tell you the bad news. It's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Crowd sale date, November 2nd at 2 p.m. UTC. So, great company. You know, I'm a big fan. I'm going to say again, a big fan in companies who are trying to bring the crypto payment into everyday lives, like this company is doing. And I really believe the more people that are putting resources and time into this, the closer we're going to get to actually having a solution to that, whereby I can use my card, which is connected to my Bitcoin account or my Ethereum account, or they can be in there conjunctively, and I can go to, you know, Tesco or Asda and I can pay for something there, or I can go out for a pint at a pub and pay with my card there. And I think that is going to be a real key step to this. But I mean, there's been several companies, I'm sure you guys are all familiar, but no one's really kind of nailed it or hit the ball out of the park yet. So the more people that are trying it, the further they can push the baton, and then we can maybe cross the line and get this going. So once again, guys, it's been emotional. I got to wrap this up now. Have a great weekend if you're listening to it on Friday. We're going to be back Monday, And we've got a great lineup next week, so keep tuned. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto, or send me an email directly. I'm always reachable via email. And that's cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, @SVKcrypto.com. Other than that, ciao.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.